You're listening to the Great Coaches Podcast.
Hi everyone, Paul here, and just a quick message from me to let you know that if you are looking to improve the performance of your team, no matter whether it is a work, sporting or community one, then we've developed some tools to help. On the website, you will find our Thriving Teams Diagnostic, which uses insights from the more than 200 great coaches we have interviewed to challenge you with a series of questions to help you understand how your team is performing. It's free and only takes a few minutes to complete. If you'd like to know more, you can check out our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
I've learned that you don't do it alone.
You learn so many different things from so many different coaches.
That's an elite learning environment.
Failure is not a problem. How you deal with it is a problem.
How to be resilient.
How important it is to infuse joy in the process of learning.
To be a good coach, you've got to give more than you take.
What an interesting life it is to be a leader.
My name is Paul Barnett, and you are listening to the Great Coaches Podcast, where we explore leadership through the lens of high-performance sport by interviewing great coaches from around the world to try and find ideas to help all of us be better leaders. We started this podcast because we wanted to have better conversations with our families around the dinner table. In a social media world where the goal is often to be the star of the show, we wanted to change the conversation and talk more about selflessness, leadership, and responsibility. And the people we knew who best exhibited these qualities were great sports coaches. As the podcast has grown, the great coaches we have interviewed have shared so much insight and wisdom that we decided to create episodes dedicated entirely to the ideas that have resonated with us the most. Today's episode is on the topic of psychological safety, and it features audio quotes from a wide selection of coaches that we have interviewed from around the world.
The Lessons from the Great Coaches Podcast.
The Greek philosopher Aristotle is credited with the saying, "The whole is greater than the parts," a quote that many leaders have used over the years to encourage their teams to collaborate better. This quote was also the impetus for Project Aristotle, undertaken by Google in 2012 to understand why some of their teams performed better than others. And when they analysed the data that they had collected, they found that what mattered most to team success wasn't the individual performance of team members, their location or seniority, but rather five key things. The first was dependability, where people get done what is expected on time. The second is structure and clarity, in that team members have clear roles, plans and goals. The third was meaning, in relation to their work having a sense of purpose. The fourth was that the impact of their work makes a difference in the broader context of the organisation. And fifth, and most importantly, that the teams had psychological safety. It's a term that's used to define a feeling of safety when it comes to taking risks, being vulnerable, and speaking without fear of negative consequences. Creating an environment that has strong and pervasive psychological safety starts with the leader. And many of the coaches we have interviewed reference it when describing high-performance environments. Here is Australian rules football coach Paul Roos explaining how psychological safety is visible within a team, and importantly, how the willingness of the leaders to receive feedback is critical in creating a culture where everyone is aligned on what's valued and expected.
Yeah, the safe environment is created by the leaders.
And I'll give you an example. You know, so we if we start with a set of behaviors and everyone agrees to them, it's a learned skill. It's not as simple as then we start getting everyone saying, do this, do that. The first part of it is clearly articulate what's acceptable. And then often we start in a subtle way. You know, we do it, Paul, well done. Fantastic what you did yesterday. That was great. Everyone in the room says, oh, okay, that's interesting. Paul Ruse is rewarding Paul for that behavior. Fantastic. So we start to have conversations. How do we create a safe place? It's a great question, Paul. We create a safe place as the leader. I'm the first one to receive the real talk. I'm the first one in the room that I say to people, what am I doing really well? What can I do better? As the CEO, as a senior coach, as the captain of a footy club, that's creating a safe space. Because if I'm prepared to accept the feedback as the CEO or as the coach, then everyone in the room should feel comfortable. And we do it right time, right place, right way. So there are some strategies around it, because I've often heard of this notion of 360-degree anonymous feedback, which for me is just complete garbage. I mean, if you're trying to set a culture up of transparency and honesty and trust and psychological safety, that's the worst thing you can possibly do, is anonymous 360 feedback. Because let me tell you what the first thing happens is, oh, who said that about me? Oh, I'll bet you that was Paul. He doesn't like me. As opposed to in an open forum, in a controlled environment, Paul says to me, look, Rusey, you know, I love the way you're really enthusiastic. Can you please just not butt in as much in meetings? You know, we love your input, but thank you very much. I didn't realize that I was doing that. Fantastic. We have a conversation. It's facilitated by someone in the room, as opposed to who said that? Who was that bloke that said that about me? Bloody, that's not me. Oh, yeah, I reckon I know who it is. So 360 anonymous feedback, that's not creating a psychological safety in a safe environment. Leaders receiving feedback, right time, right place, right way, that's creating a really safe environment for everyone to be honest and open and transparent about what's valued and what's challenged.
When a psychological safe environment has been created, athletes will perform with confidence and not focus on a fear of making mistakes. World Cup winning cricket coach Mark Robinson explains the role of forgiveness in creating this type of environment.
Poor behaviour is happening for a reason. What's driving it? What's the trigger? What's behind that? And I think sometimes we can go to the condemning bit too quickly, as opposed to trying to take the extra time to delve what's causing somebody to always be late or whatever it is, moody, rude, waiter, whatever, what's driving it. And if you try and get underneath it, and from a playing point of view, it's the same, isn't it? We're trying to give the player the confidence to go out and play and feel safe enough to make mistakes. And I suppose that's what it is in practice. You're going to allow them to make mistakes and also accept mistakes in the game. That's what I said at the beginning. You, as a coach, you've got to forgive. You've got to forgive your players and make sure they feel forgiven.
Another World Cup winning coach, Gary Kirsten, builds on this idea of confidence by explaining how an environment where people feel free to express themselves and their abilities can be very powerful.
And I just think if you can get close to that as a coach of a group of people, where individuals in your team can really be fairly open around just where they are as human beings, and you build some trust in that, I think you then allow that expression of talent and that expression of this is who I am as a human being. And if I'm in this team because you think I've got some talent and you allow me to express myself in my abilities as a human being in a very powerful way, I think you can achieve a lot. Yes, there are frameworks that we all have to work in because you're part of teams. So it's not just about, this is not your own show and you just do what you want to do. I think there are frameworks. But it's wonderful to see that real expression of an individual in a team where he's really thriving in that environment because he can be who he needs to be within the framework of what the team requirements are.
The presence of psychological safety will also help people push forward with courage. But to achieve this, as the leader, you must start by making sure that everyone feels welcome. Sue Enquist has coached at the elite level in multiple sports, and she explains this idea by using the analogy of a party.
You're listening to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
Hi, everyone, and we are sorry to interrupt this episode, but if you are enjoying it and would like to listen to the rest, then you can purchase it on our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com. Included in the purchase is the transcript and the videos of the coaches whose audio we have used. While you are on our site, you can also check out our insights database, where we have snipped out insights from the videos of our interviews on leadership topics like communication, coaching philosophy, and conflict. You can search through it by keyword, sport, or coach, download and share them. It's a great way of bringing in a new voice to deliver your message as a leader. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you find the material on our website helpful and inspiring.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.